Hi, darling. What am I doing? Nothing much, really. Just making a cup of tea. Do you want some too? Is something wrong, darling? Do I want to tell you something? No, I don't think so. Are you sure everything is all right? You look somewhat... annoyed? Did something happen? What was that? Oh, you found biscuits? My, isn't that nice? Don't you just love biscuits? I mean, if I found biscuits... in your sock drawer? You found biscuits in your sock drawer. Again? Oh my, isn't that just so weird? I wonder why anyone would put biscuits in a sock drawer. We need to talk? Why? I'm doing it again? Doing what? I'm just making myself a cup of tea, you see? I have absolutely no idea what you're... There were biscuits in the case of the grandfather clock. Darling, didn't you just say they were in your sock drawer? Oh. There were biscuits in the grandfather clock and your sock drawer. And under the kitchen sink. And in the bottom drawer of the hallway sideboard? Under the waxcloth? And in your toolbox in the garage. Oh, I forgot about those. I mean, oh my. I have no idea who might have put biscuits in all those weird places. Such a mystery. What? No, I didn't put biscuits in your toolbox. Why would I do such an outlandish thing? Hey. I have a problem, and we need to talk about it. Darling, come here. You look cold. It's freezing outside, and you're not wearing your scarf again. Would you like to snuggle with my tail for a bit to warm you up? Here, let me just... No, I'm not trying to distract you. I'm not trying to distract you by brushing you all over with my tail. I'm just trying to warm you up, because I care about you, silly. Duh, and it's cold outside, and you are clearly freezing, and I'm your girlfriend, and I'm just trying to warm you up with my big fluffy tail. Because I know how much you love cuddling with my soft, fluffy, cuddly tail. And you're talking about the biscuits again. Darling, why would I hide biscuits all over the house? We have a biscuit shelf. It's right over there, here in the kitchen where it belongs. And it holds all the biscuits I could ever possibly want. By the way, do you want a biscuit? You know, just a little tea and biscuits while you cuddle my nice, fluffy, warm tail and... Baby, stop it already. No, I did not hide biscuits in your sock drawer. Why would I? What? Yeah, but that was last week. I admit, I hid biscuits in the distribution board, but that was back then. I was a different person then. I've grown since, become more reasonable, more mature. I told you I would stop hiding. What? Okay, yeah, it was me. You caught me. I plead guilty. Are you satisfied now? Is this what you wanted? What? Why did he do it? Well, what if we wanted a biscuit and... Yeah, I know there's a biscuit shelf in the kitchen, but what if there's a snowstorm and the power goes out and, I don't know, the refrigerator stops working and... Yeah, biscuits don't need to be refrigerated. But what about this? What if we couldn't get to the kitchen? Why? Well, maybe if there was a dangerous predator in the kitchen. Oh, and yeah, and what if there was a snowstorm outside and there was a bear in the kitchen and we... Oh, there are no bears in this area? Yeah, but there's a bear girl in that house down the road. Yeah? Yeah, I know she's working for a law firm, plays the violin, and she invited us over for a barbecue last summer, and she is, like, really nice, but I still think if she got really hungry, she might... No, I'm not scared of her. I am not. I am a courageous and confident squirrel girl, and I am afraid of dogs. You are right, but dogs are scary. I don't know either. I'm just so nervous all the time. It's like I constantly got this little voice in my head that keeps whispering, what if this happens? What if that happens? What if there's a bear in the kitchen and you can't get to your provisions? And then I make a little stash somewhere, you know? Somewhere hidden where they can't find it. And then I feel relieved for a little bit. But then the anxiety comes back and I go back to worrying what might happen if our supplies run out and I get worried that you could starve in winter and I would be all alone and then I must create more secret stashes to protect you and... No! No! Don't hug me! I don't deserve hugs. I'm a stupid, silly, crazy squirrel girl who... afraid that her boyfriend might starve because there's a bear in the kitchen and... Don't hug me. Don't fluff my tail either. No, it feels nice, but... I don't deserve it. Because I'm so stupid, 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 stupid. Why didn't I talk to you about it? Because I was scared if you found out you would leave me. Because why would you want to be together with a stupid, crazy squirrel girl? Stop hugging me. What? You want to help me? What do you mean? Someone to talk to? Someone professional? No, I don't need... You're right. I probably need someone professional. But I'm scared. What? No, I'm not scared of talking to a therapist. I'm scared what people will think of me if they find out. And you... If I'm completely nuts and you get fed up with my craziness and you leave me and... You wouldn't? You really mean that? You wouldn't go? You want to help me? You want to help me get through it? Really? Even though I hid biscuits in your sock drawer? I love you. I love you so freaking much. I'm sorry. I'm such a burden on you and putting you through so much trouble with my... Stop hugging me. No. No. Don't stop. Actually, can you fluff my tail again? It feels nice. Thank you. Do I want a biscuit? One moment. Are these my sock drawer biscuits? Oh, they're the toolbox biscuits. I'm so sorry. Are you sure you're not gonna leave me? Do you promise? I love you. Yeah, I would like another hug.